Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. And we're going to be up on the Sanderson Ford stage. And we're going to be doing demonstrations Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to be explaining to you how to pick a contractor. We're going to have another demonstration that's 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong. That's a good one. And then we're going to be talking about home security as well. So that's at the Sanderson Ford stage next weekend at the Phoenix Stadium. And come on out, the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show.
We'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll have a booth. We'll be there the whole weekend virtually. If you want a list of those times, go to rosieonthehouse.com, left-hand side. You'll see the what's going on. Click on it, and you'll see the times will be on the Sanderson Ford stage right there. Cardinals Stadium, pretty easy to find. I mean, just get on the 101 on the west side, and you can't miss it.
Look for the what looks like a big flying saucer landing in the field.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
I don't know, but it always reminds me of that.
Big silver dome.
Yeah, big silver dome. Hey, Romy, you know, according to the National Association of Home Builders, almost 45% of all U.S. households, 45%, that's almost half of every household, will include someone who's 55 or older just within the next 7 or 8 years. So
what is it now?
The baby boom. I don't know. I really don't know. And we're seeing a resurgence of people wanting to stay. In my lifetime, in the last several decades, it's been, okay, I've raised the kids. I've retired from work. I'm getting out of this big 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, 5-bedroom house, going into a condo, going somewhere behind a gated community that I can just lock the door and leave when I want to take a cruise. There's a slowing demand for that. When a lot of people find out, I don't think I would ever be able to get Jennifer to do that. If I will never get her to move one block farther away from her grandchildren than she is right now. She would never go to a retirement community that required effort on the part of y'all or the grandchildren to get
or that
to
had
her.
Regulations on whether or not they could stay the night.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for Jennifer. That wouldn't work for Jennifer. So the aging in place concept, you know, there are design remodeling consultants that are certified age in place specialists.
Okay. So who does that certification? Is that the like Remodelers Magazine? Is that
Well, several.
Be certified as an aging in place design, where do I go start that education?
The National Association of Remodelers, NARE.
Okay.
Does a certification. So does the National Association of Home Builders does a certification. And it opens your eyes to different tips and techniques. Jennifer, you know this new website that Jennifer found, Pinterest.
Close enough.
She was showing me just the other day. She just went to Pinterest and typed in aging in place. And I mean, there were like 400 different things to pick from. She went through and kind of picked out the best of the best on that. And you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. We actually have it on the homepage, a link to Jennifer's resource guide for aging in place. Just great tips on, you know, the bathroom becomes a very big concern for aging in place. It's where most of the injuries occur on slippery floors. There's techniques, tactics, materials, and strategies to eliminate the slip hazard in a bathroom. You know, a lot of people, as we would remodel their master bathrooms, we would encourage them to consider handbars and grab bars located in and around the toilet, the stool, and in the shower. And a lot of people would say, that kind of brands me as maybe being a little bit older than I want to be, and I certainly don't want my master bathroom to look like a hospital bathroom. Well, they don't have to look like a hospital anymore. And I'll tell you, Romy, for the couples that we've done that for over the last 15 or 20 years, they always invariably comment, gosh, it's nice to have.
Boy, a lot easier to clean between your toes.
Boy, I wish I'd have done that sooner. It's so convenient and so easy. So there are great ways to do that, eliminate the slip hazard, many different ways you can do that. And then there's always remodeling the bathrooms. A lot of times folks will ask us to either raise or lower. You know, we've got this standard vanity height that it isn't right for everyone. So many cabinet companies have become flexible in giving us a little bit taller bathroom countertop so we're not bending over as far. And then we also have the shorter countertops that you can pull a chair right up to. And it has the open knee space that you can wheel right up to it and have access to your bath vanity that way. So a lot of flexibility involved in getting the bathroom set for aging in place.
I typed it in here and to Pinterest, aging in place. A lot of those breakaway showers where you can open them up, step in, and then fill up your tub. But there's a lot here that it's like more like gym-style showers where it's just a flat concrete with a drain that it's all sloped
That's
to,
right.
With a big enough area to roll a chair in there, turn around. A lot of good stuff. That is a neat tool.
And a lot of good materials to put on that floor to keep from slipping. So aging in place is the topic we're covering today, but Eileena and Gilbert wants to talk about roofing, and Jim in Santan Valley wants to talk about solar panels. Open lines for you to talk about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin at Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.